Blog Talk Radio.
This is Fernando and the Fernando Poniano Show. Welcome, welcome. It's 9 o'clock. It is Monday, and it's the 9th. What is that? 9-9. For the next hour, you're going to be with me. If you want to call in, 347-884-8125, you are more than welcome to do so. We're going to be playing some music. We're going to read some news and odd news and some of the, some stuff. We're going to be reading it today. Later on, we might have Liz Toussaint, a Chicago native, a country soul singer, and she will be here. We're going to be playing her song. One of her songs is going to be If I Had a Gun, also going to be later on. Put him down. Actually, we're going to be here. The panel will also be here. We're going to be calling in today. We're going to be talking about on this day what happened on this day and who's also celebrating birthdays today. I don't know if you have a birthday today. If you do, hey, call in. Call in 347-884-8125. You can also hang out with me in a chat room if I can get them open. And we'll do that. Chat room, my friend. In a minute, we can talk about some breaking news, weird and strange, and also we're gonna be talking. I want to talk about something in the health sections. I want to talk about it. There's actually 10 riskiest FDA regulated foods they're talking about here. They're saying that you know, from leafy greens to like berries, potatoes, and all that. We're gonna find out why these foods actually could be harboring deadly bacteria. You might want to rinse or not look at the eggs as same time. The eggs is kind of, they said it was filthy or something like that. But we're going to find out. And fear not. There's a lot of good things happening. So we are going to go ahead and actually want to get the panel. We'll start with, we're going to be here. Winston, you're there, right? Winston? I know you didn't raise your hands, but I would like to let everyone know you're here. So
I'm here. I'm gonna call it on my mic on the computer. You say it up there. You'll see Winston in the copyright sign. You say it. I'm gonna
communicate
right now.
Sounds
I'm gonna hang up right away. Okay.
All right.
Thank you. Bye.
All right. See ya. And we're also gonna have Dawn on the other side. What's going on, Dawn?
Nothing much. Just watching TV with kids and getting ready to bake some cookies.
All right. Keeping
yeah.
it cool?
Huh?
Are you keeping it real?
Yeah.
Keeping it real with the kids?
Getting real. Yep. Learning math that way.
All right. Winston, you're back. It looks like you're back, Winston. Ah, you're there. Are you there, Winston? Today, we're going to sing. Hey, we should, do some karaoke next time. Who's up for that? Karaoke, that would be so nice. Mm-hmm. That's right. Hey, we're going to be doing it on this day. Get this real quick, okay? In 1918, on this date, Germany Kaiser Wilhelm II announced that he would abdicate. I don't know what that means, but 1935, United Mine Workers President John L. Lewis and other labor leaders formed the Committee for Industrial Organization. That was back in 1995. On this date, 1970, former French President Charles de Gaulle died at age 79. Wouldn't you know that? And also 1989, get this, on this date, 1989, Communist East Germany threw open its borders, allowing citizens to travel freely to the West. They're actually joyous Germans dance on the top of the Berlin Wall and start dancing. That was back in 1989. So that's, and also with the birthdays, I don't know, some of you guys probably don't know this, but Lou Ferrigno turned 58 today. Lou for the, yeah, Lou Ferrigno. You know who Lou Ferrigno is, Dawn?
Nope.
You don't know?
No, sounds familiar, but I don't know who that is.
Winston, Lou Ferrigno.
No, I have no idea.
Oh, my gosh, you guys. So young. The bodybuilder, Incredible, original Incredible Hulk, you know, the TV series Incredible Hulk.
Oh.
Yeah, he's the Incredible Hulk guy. He's a green guy. Lou Ferrigno, yeah, that's him. Oh my goodness. Yeah, I should have done the quiz for you guys.
Yeah.
Also, Peppa from the rapper Salt and Peppa actually turned 40 today. Huh? Get quiet in there. Nick Lachey, singer from 98 Degrees. You both know him, right? Turned 68. Excuse me, not 68. Yeah. It's actually 68. He turned 36 today. Cisco turned 31. You know, Cisco is like, you know, she, the thong thong song. You guys know. Who else? Man, any birthday today? Winston's? Who do you have for birthdays today?
Excuse me. I mean, let me see.
Any family? What's that?
I do not believe so. I don't believe so.
No, not no, not in the family.
Yeah, I don't. Can you hear me okay?
I can hear you loud and clear, man. Are you using the? Are you using Skype?
Mm-mm.
Are you using Skype?
I have some more stuff on my computer.
Computer?
I'm using to process the voice.
So
yeah,
it's just computer call.
This little thing right here. Yeah.
All right. That is good. We're gonna let's get some news in real quick, okay? Winston, do you have your driver's license yet?
No.
Dawn, you have a driver's license, correct?
Yeah.
Okay. How many times did you fail? I mean, how many times did you take the exam? You know, the written test and everything.
I know.
Before, yeah.
If I would take my bite of mind, I probably could remember. Only
that stuff. The vitamin, you know, only if you can remember where you put them, right? That's right.
Yeah,
well, get
think,
this though.
Test.
get this. It was actually there's a 68 year old South Korean woman takes the written exam for driver's license nearly 1,000 times. It's actually 950
wow.
times before passing it.
Wow.
Now all she has to do, no, actually I think this is in South Korea. So all she has to do is pass the you know, the driving test. I mean, how many? I'm wondering how many times she's gonna take it before she passed that.
Yeah.
Wow. Do you know?
Maybe it's because they got those roads where people don't stay in their own lane because there's no lanes.
Maybe, but I would like, you know what I'm going to do? I'm going to congratulate her. Congratulations. There we go. You know, she deserves a random applause. I mean, it's just, you know, 950 times, man. You know, she's talking about persistence.
Yeah.
You know?
She did not give up.
Mm-hmm. I wonder how old she was when she started taking them.
Right?
Yeah. It's got to be 950 times. She must have tried it when she was like 14 or something. Really young, probably.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? I mean, how hard, you know, Dawn, do you remember the taking exam? How hard was that for you?
I know. The hardest for me was parallel parking, and I think I just finally got that. I'm glad it wasn't on my test. They used the parking lot. Yeah,
they skipped the parallel parking, which you didn't like. That's awesome, because that's when I took my driver's license, they gave me everything: parallel parking, you know, sideways parking, all that stuff, man. And you know, I mean, I was blessed. I mean, they passed it.
Yeah,
and I passed it.
Why did that happen?
I'm sorry?
They still require that. They still require that. You know,
the parallel parking?
Saying they don't require it. Yeah.
I think they're, you know, some of them do. It all depends, I think. And like Don said, you know, they, I guess, was that a male or a female, Don?
I don't know. I think it was a male. So.
Is that a male?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And also the car I was using was off in the speedometer thing. And so they were like, you're going too fast. I'm like, no, I'm not. See? And they're like, yeah, it's going too fast. So I don't remember parallel parking. If I did, I didn't have to park between two cars that were close together. But I'm pretty sure, I don't think I had to do parallel parking. I just finally got it. My husband taught me how, like, within the last year.
Wow.
I would rather, like, go walk, like, far if I have to because I can't parallel park before.
Wow. So, Winston, are you pretty much set? I mean, you know, if you take the exam, the written test, would you be able to pass this? Probably 951 times.
Mean,
kidding.
Or maybe not. I mean, exactly.
Maybe not.
I mean, it's all common sense. I mean, so most of it's common sense, you know.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying?
Right,
and,
exactly.
You know, what lane do you pull in if somebody had a wreck? If you're on the left side, you know.
Right.
You know, whoa, wait a minute. You pull to the right. You always pull to the right, never to the left. Hear what you mean.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Exactly. Right, exactly. Hey, what I'm going to do is throw in, we're going to move on here because I want to, you know, talk about something else. And here's what I'm going to talk about. We all, dun-dun-dun, there you go. Hey, we all Christians here, right?
Yeah.
Don?
Oh, yeah.
Yep.
Okay, here's the thing. This guy actually from, I don't know who this guy from. He's actually, you've heard about the image of Jesus on the toast of Virgin Mary's and all that, you know? I think Winston's your kid's running around there? If I can hear him in the background.
Oh, no, I don't think
so. Over here standing there kind of circle doing this leg up thing.
Oh, okay. But you can hear me okay, though, right? All right. Well, all right. Let's move.
Oh, yeah.
Let's move on here. Let's move on. We gotta get the show going here. I'm getting sidetracked. Okay. Man sees Jesus image on. Guess what he sees an image on Jesus image on the truck window. Jim, actually, the guy named Jim Jim Stevens, and he stands next to his truck that an image of the window resembling Jesus Christ. I see that online. Yeah, I see that online. It's too perfect. It's like someone just like went in there and just and you know totally just like just nailed it. You know, the long hair, the beard, and stuff like that. And he said, now this was for, the guy's from Jonesboro, Tennessee, I think. And it said that. All right, was that you, Don?
No, that was not me.
Okay, no, I mean in your background, right? Can I mute you real quick? I'm gonna mute you real quick. All right, I'm muting Dawn right now. I'm gonna pick her up if I have any question. Apparently she has like 15 kids running around, so you know I apologize, but you know it kind of really. Oh, okay, where was I, Winston? All right, now there. the man sees Jesus image. On his truck window, and he said that the image actually keeps reappearing, but he doesn't know how or why. And if you look at it online, I think it is just, All right, question is, I'm going to ask you, I'll go with you, Winston, real quick, okay? Question, is it the work of God, or is it human-made? Yes or no, and why? Why do you say that?
I mean, it's like it's same, basically the same thing as tattoos. I mean, I don't want to get off topic here, but it's the same thing, you know, the debate and whether it's all that. But we don't know what, you know, the Lord looks like. Okay, let's be honest here, you know.
Right,
so,
right.
I mean, you know, so I guess yes and then kind of no.
The man-made, right?
Man-made, but I'm just saying that, you know, we can't, you know, it might be. This image could bring somebody to Christ. Okay, so we can look at it that way. You see, too?
Good point. Right. Good point. Now, I'm going to ask you, Dawn, real quick, and I'm going to unmute you. All right, you can go ahead, and do you think this is man-made or God's work, and why?
I agree that, like, nobody knows what Jesus looked like. However, also, we should worship an image, you know, because that's when it becomes dangerous. I mean, like, you know what I mean? I think it's kind of borderline with that. You know, because anything can bring people to Lord Jesus Christ. You know, but shouldn't worship that image. Like, a lot of people fall into that trap about worshiping like images, like shadows, or you know, like things that are shaped like Mary or you know Jesus or something like that. And God doesn't want that because God is everywhere. Everything you see is evidence of Him. You can't see Him unless you go to heaven. You know, though some people do see visions of Him. Like Stephen when he was being stoned, you know, some people do see visions of God, but, you know, like as if, like a shadow and stuff, Stephen, book of Acts, chapter 7.
Oh, right. I thought you were referring to this guy, because this guy, his name is Jim Stevens.
Oh.
Yeah.
Like, what?
That would be kind of bad. Yeah.
Yeah. You mean he's in here, so you agree with that? Okay. So, go back to that topic again. I'm going to ask you this. Winston, have you ever come across with, you know, a sacred sightings in an unusual place? Like, let's say, your bowl of cereal. All right, I'm muting Don again, so because I can hear a lot of noise in the background. All right. Go ahead and answer that real quick. Have you ever seen a sacred image, let's say from any unusual place?
Not really.
Nothing.
You know, not really.
All right. okay. Let me ask you, Dawn. Have you seen any? I'm going to ask you the same question. Go ahead and answer that.
No, because I don't look for them. I mean, if you look for something, you're more likely to see it, you know, even if it's not really there.
Exactly.
And then you can get a lot of other people to say, oh, yeah, I think I see it, too, because they hope that they see it, and they're looking, too. You know, with like images like that, I'm not, like, really looking, you know, at that.
Uh-huh.
But once in a while, something strikes you, like, if it's a heart-shaped cornflake, you know what I mean? But you eat it. You don't
right.
have to be like,
yeah.
oh, I'm going to sell eBay, you know.
Well, apparently, I mean, it's like I guess it's like the, you know, things like that, like sacred images that comes that appears on any unusual place, like let's say the toast. There was a story of that called, I would say about a year ago or so. There was actually the image of Virgin Mary appeared on the toast, a piece of toast, and actually went on eBay. It was put on eBay, and then I don't know how much was the that's a piece of toast. I mean that's
yeah,
nothing, you know?
Eventually.
I mean I won't even pay or you know give him a dollar for that. But actually he got some little money for that. You know, I mean that's
my God.
I mean people will buy it. I mean people will buy it. Hey, who knows? I mean this guy it's on you know the image of Jesus actually on his truck. And every time he said it keeps reappearing. So if he would put this type, you know, this vehicle on eBay or up for sale, I mean that would kind of you know add a little value to it, wouldn't you say, Winston? Right, Winston? Wouldn't you say it would kind of add a value to it?
Mm-hmm.
Right.
Whoa. Add a value. Where did that come from?
what are you doing? I'm talking about like you know back to the guy in a truck with the you know with the image of Jesus keeps reappearing on his window. I'm saying is if this guy would have put this truck up for sale, it would have added some value to it. Like saying it would.
Oh yeah.
You know, right, like it would,
yeah, it
you know,
would.
Maybe double the price or anything because it has, I mean, it's unique. It's like, you know, you have Jesus appearing on your window. I mean,
yeah, I mean, you know, but it's also, like Don would say, if you're looking for stuff, you're more likely to find it. And, like, for instance, the clouds, you know, every now and then, I mean, You say, oh, that's a plain rabbit, or, oh, my goodness, that's, your brain picks it out, and, you know, and puts it all together. It may not be look like that when you look back.
I agree. Just like looking up in the stars, you know, seeing it on the stars in there, and also if you stare at the, you know, long enough, you would kind of, you know, make up something like pictures and stuff. You know, won't you agree?
Yeah.
Won't you agree, Don?
Yep.
That's right. That's cool. What is the weirdest things you ever come across or seen on like, let's say, on the clouds, Winston? Have you seen any, thing in the clouds? Because, hey, I'll give you a good example, okay? When I was a kid, we always play that. I don't know if you guys ever did, but you just lay down and you look up. And you just, you know, you try to make out something out of those clouds. And I actually saw, like a car. And it actually has, like, an image of a man sticking out and kind of, you know, with the hands waving like this, you know. Well, you can't see me, but the hands sticking out. It was actually, I'm just like, wow. And then after that, now right after, it was just, you know, after I seen that, there was actually a car was just about like maybe 50 yards away from me, and it was just an exact car, and there was a guy, you know, sticking out with his hands like that. It was odd. So have you ever experienced something like that, Winston? It was odd for me.
Yes. Yeah.
Yeah.
Not to
be
funny
or
anything.
All right.
Not
that's
to be
all right.
Funny
yeah,
or anything,
be funny.
But,
be funny.
This is no joke. I saw a hand, and it had its, it was actually sticking the middle finger up, and this is no joke. many people at my school have witnessed this. We were on the football field, and this is no joke, and we could distinctly pick it out with you see the knuckles, and it was no joke, but it wasn't like literally sticking all the way up. It was kind of, you know, and it was kind of funny at first because we were at school, and, you know,
funny. It would have been funny if you take a picture. I mean, let's say if you were taking a picture of it and save it. Well, you know, kind of nowadays you can't really, you know, authentic, you know, just because of this photo op thing. There's a lot of stuff out there. You can actually go on Google stuff like that, like funny clouds, shapes, or images and stuff like that. And they will like just Photoshop it, and, you know, doesn't, you know, really make sense.
Yeah, exactly.
But, Don, what about you? Have you any come across with something like that, some like an image of something? It doesn't have to be sacred. It doesn't have to be divine. But have you ever clouds? I mean, I probably have.
I remember one time I was so nervous because I used to, different times in my life, get nervous driving on the highway, and we were going from Wisconsin to Illinois, and I seen like a castle on a hill in the clouds. You know, and it was supposed to, it stayed there for a while. And, like, you know, I was like thinking about Bible verse that would go with that and stuff, you know, brought me comfort knowing the Lord cared enough to bring a cloud into my life that looked like that, you know. And then another time I seen a teacup and a teapot, like, and it looked like, I think if I remember correctly, it was the teapot was pouring like into the teacup, and it stayed there for like so long. Even my husband's seen it. He's like, oh, yeah. So yeah, those are a couple of ones that I remember.
That's interesting. A teacup.
Yep.
All right. Teacup. Are you sure it was a teacup? It wasn't like
It was short. It was short, and there was like a teapot, you know, with the stout and stuff.
And you see the handle. And there's a spout.
Yep, that's right. And then the teacup had the handle, and it was short, and so. So, yeah.
That sounds like
goodness.
A song. Anyway, with all kid aside, you know, I want to cover this real quick. I know that before we go on to break here real quick, we got about 5 minutes. We're going to cover this. And I want to talk about this. This little boy, a 9-year-old boy, actually foils a carjacking to save his brothers. You know, and this is let me mute Don real quick. Sounds like she's having a party over there. All right. You hear about this, Winston? A boy's false carjacking to save his brother. A nine-year-old. He's a fourth grader, I think. Some guy, Malik or something like that. And here's the stupid thing. You know, I don't know where they live, but the mother has actually left him, a nine-year-old, his youngest brother is actually ages from 3 to 19 months, and actually 4 months, in a car while she went into the convenience store to get a drink. Mm-hmm. And while she was away, there was actually trying to carjack. The guy's name was Jonathan Martin, and yanked an open door, and there was, according to the cops, and demanded for the keys. Actually, a nine-year-old tried to... kind of pull the keys out the ignition and try to keep it away from the attacker, and actually a little struggle with them, and then the carjacker banged the guy little boy's head on the against the door, and the boy ran and took off and ran for the help, and this is the funny part. So the carjacker ran also, but he tripped in a nearby parking lot. And according to reports, it lay there until police arrived. What is this guy drunk? let's go with Dawn real quick, because I know she has like 10 kids and everything like that. I mean, you probably have done something like this. You leave the kids in the while you go in the convenience store. I mean, do you have any comments to this?
Well, the town we live in now, I don't think I would be doing that because it's a much bigger town and different than the small town we're from. So in a small town, I would pray.
That's a relief,
that they would be safe. And then I would tell the oldest daughter, because I can't lock the van when I am outside and the keys are in there, so if it was cold out, I would tell her to like, lock the door. And then I would tell her that I'd be like, be quiet. Don't scream unless anybody's trying to take you. So,
yeah.
You know, because then I hear screaming. And so, you know, that would be how I would handle that. So, so you're saying that the boy drove the car?
No, he didn't drive the car. He just, well, he left, you know, the mother left the keys on the ignition, okay?
Mm-hmm.
There's a 9-year-old, I think it was 4-year-old, 14 months, and then 19 months, and 4 months. Well, they're little babies, you know? And then the guy, according to the report, the guy, the carjacker, he wanted to take the car, and he didn't know. And the cop, and he was telling the cops that he said he was not aware that there was kids in there, you know.
Mm.
And apparently, apparently he tried to run away. The carjacker ran away and tripped, and lay there, and actually just lay there until the cops arrived. I mean, how could you just lay there and then, you know, unless he's like drunk or. I don't know. That's what they didn't really say. You know what I mean? Winston, what do you think? I mean, do you think the little boy did the right thing? I mean, I know the mother did not do the right thing. It was just all wrong there. Leaving the kids, you know, like that.
Exactly.
I don't care if you're
just
going to go.
What do you expect? What do you expect out of a... it's not like he's going to get the guy, arrest him, and then, call 911. So, he did a good job in a standpoint, in the situation that he was in, you know. In any situation like that, you're going to be nervous, or at least most people will, unless they're going psychotic.
And this little boy deserved the standing ovation, the clapping. Oh, cute little boy. That's right. That is corny. All right, here's what I'm going to do.
Is.
Yeah, thanks for calling. What I'm going to do is take a break. I'm going to play a song here real quick, and this is Liz the Science. What was that? I'm hearing things. All right. And then, when we come back, hey, we want to talk about sports, Winston. You know, give me some updates. Who's winning on the Broncos and the Steelers tonight? Huh? Who do you know?
I have no idea. We can look
you
at
have no idea. Okay. Well, yeah, when we come back from break, we're going to find out who's winning and also who's what's coming up next week. Also, I'm going to do a little... Do you watch boxing, Winston?
Mm-mm.
No,
I watched,
okay.
I did watch one fight last night. I don't know,
okay.
It was the night before that. It was on a Saturday. It was about a U.S. or the U.S. on CBS.
Fedor and Brett Rogers.
Yeah.
I want to touch up on that real quick. I'm going to get your input on that. And also, there's a fight next Saturday, which is Manny Pacquiao and Miguel Cotto. We're going to, you know, cover that real quick. And then, you know, we'll come back and we'll talk about some more. This is actually Liz Toussaint. I don't know if I'm pronouncing that right. And If I Had a Gun. So we'll be back on Fernando Pugnetti Show.
My daddy said, ain't no single mother or two safe in the world these days. And you need to be prepared just in case somebody else tries to come and break in your place. Take this little briefcase. But I declined, 'cause the man who broke in my house, he just stole my wine. And I was so afraid for my babies at that time. You don't know the kind of anger I held inside. He would have died. If I had a gun, he wouldn't be here today. I get on my knees and pray for the lawyers to plead my case. For what I would have done, I'd look them right in the eyes. Lord knows that I can't lie. I need an alibi. If I had a gun.
My daddy don't know. Father of my kids came over drunk one night. Wanted a pick a fight. Called me every name he could think of, and that ain't right. He even reached for his knife. So I got mad. Never knew all the strength inside that I had. Now I'm sure he'll never come back over here like that. But if I would have listened to my dad, everybody.
Forgotten Heroes, the independent film that Hollywood refused to distribute.
They were asked to risk their lives in order to save their enemy.
The producers of Forgotten Heroes are donating 25% of all sales to the American Veterans Disabled for Life Memorial Fund.
We need someone to go in there and bring them out.
From first-time director Jack Marino, the home run for America's Vietnam veterans.
They are Forgotten Heroes.
Buy the DVD now at ForgottenHeroesTheMovie.com. That's ForgottenHeroesTheMovie.com.
welcome to the Fernando Poniente Show on BTR. This show will blow your mind. Hosted by the man himself, Fernando Poniente. Call in live at 347-884-8125. That number again is 347-884-8125. Make sure if you are a guest, please go sign up at BTR so you can chat with us. The Fernando Poniente chat room is on live now. And now, the man himself. The man, Fernando Poniente.
Well, well, well then, this is Fernando. Welcome back. This is the Fernando Poniente Show. On blogtalkradio.com, 347-884-8125. Let's welcome everyone back in here. And Winston, straight from the pipelines of Mississippi. Hey, you sound like Barry White. You sound like Barry White on there. Good job, by the way. I like it. Yeah. I like that. I like that intro.
Do you notice at the end I said, the man himself, the man. It was,
himself.
I don't know what happened there. I might get that picked up.
It's perfect.
It's
awesome. It's awesome. Thanks for doing that, actually.
You're welcome.
Yeah. So let's get back in here, actually. Liz Toussaint was supposed to be here. Hopefully she's okay. I played that music. I hope you guys liked it. If I only had a gun. Man,
yeah.
She sounded great, wasn't it? She sounded great.
Yeah.
I love that. It's she does the... you know, the country soul in there and everything. So if you want to look for her, first of all, you can find her on Facebook. There's a Facebook group fan page in there. Just type in Liz Toussaint, T-O-U-S-S-A-I-N-T. She's also have MySpace. So you can just go MySpace, I believe, .com/LizToussaint. Or you can just, you know, pretty much Google her. I mean, she's on the news all over the place. Hopefully she's okay. So anyway, we're going to play her song again next, later on into the hour, and we'll continue on with our talk. So Winston, welcome back, and I'm going to get Dawn here real quick again, one and only Dawn with 15 kids. What do you got?
Ooh.
Not much, in the process of making chocolate chip cookies.
Chocolate chips, all right.
Chocolate chip
that
cookies.
Is...
Even a two-year-old is helping.
That's
and
right.
A little bit of a flower trail going from one room to the other.
Is that a bad thing?
No, it's a cute thing. We gotta wash the floor, though. So.
Yeah. I can picture right now. It's messy. Hey, before we go into sports and talk about that, let's talk about... On the health sections, you guys. I want to talk about 10 riskiest actually FDA regulated foods. You know, and this one's from Leafy Greens. Leafy Greens actually, it's all right. Let's mute you, Dawn, real quick. All right, it's quieter now. Alrighty, leafy greens. Alright, what was I? Okay, I forgot. Actually,
yeah.
Leafy greens, it has, you know, it actually, this is, some of them can be contaminated with E. coli norovirus or salmonella, which caused about 13,568 cases of illnesses. Manure, contaminated irrigation water, or poor handling and practices are possible culprits for those outbreaks of the sores on leafy greens. So wash your leafy greens. Do you agree with that, Winston? Do you agree with that?
Yes, I do agree that you need to wash anything. I don't care if you get out of the grocery store.
Because
you don't know what
yeah.
Somebody could have dropped that. You know, they, you know,
yeah,
rolling
exactly.
Around, keep it around.
Somebody write that.
Exactly.
Number two, eggs. And it coming close in a second and lists, and which is linked to 352 outbreaks and 11,163 illnesses on eggs. Do you agree with that, Dawn? On eggs, it says about, you know, number two on riskiest FDA-regulated foods. Do you agree with that? Eggs,
if
you don't wash them?
If it's not properly cooked or if you don't wash your hands after touching the eggs. I have a comment about the other one.
The leafy vegetables, all right.
Yeah, like, I agree with Winston, like, you don't know, that drop might have dropped on the floor, but also, like, the E. coli, is that really coming from the plant, or maybe somebody went to the bathroom, touched it, thought they wanted it, or they're sifting through it, and they got the E. coli on there from themselves, you know, at the store. You know, so I prefer, like, if I have to get my greens, I have, like, at the shoppingsuperhighway.com, it's called Simply Greens, equivalent to eight green leafy salads, and then I don't really have to, you know, worry about that so much, you know, because so many people are handling that leafy greens.
Right. Sounds good. I mean, number three, tuna. I mean, who doesn't love the nice piece? Yeah, who doesn't love the nice piece of that sashimi tuna? You know, I don't know if you have one of those or a spicy tuna roll. You know, but the CSPI report, they found that this is actually popular. This popular fish is actually linked to 268 outbreaks, and get this, 2,341 cases of illness. Tuna, that is right. Red tuna. Agree or disagree? Some fighting over there. Hey, my door's open. I don't know why. Huh. All right, let's mute Dawn real quick because she's getting the kids actually getting all rowdy. Oof, boy.
Man, cookies.
Salmon. What was that? Salmon, did I say? Number four, you know, you love this, Winston. Oysters.
Oh, yeah. They're pretty good. The raw ones.
You like them?
Yeah.
You like oysters? Man,
yeah,
I can eat.
They're good.
I mean,
not my favorite thing.
Yeah, but you have, that it doesn't bother you, right? That means
exactly.
You can, all right, that's cool. Because I know, I mean, I have you watched this Man versus Food?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you watched them.
Yeah,
there was this episode. Man, he took on, I don't know, it's got to be like over like 500 oysters, you know. And, the delicacy is this actually oysters linked to 132 outbreaks and causing 3,409 illnesses on oysters.
Whoa.
Yeah, so you might want to think twice before you grab that. You better be careful on that. You want to comment on this, Dawn? Are you kids quiet now?
Huh?
The kids quiet now?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. All right, you know, if you just want to, you know, comment there real quick. If it gets loud, you know, I'll just mute you. I understand.
Okay.
About the kids and all that stuff. So, number four, oysters. Number five, actually, we're going to keep going here. Number five, potatoes. What do you know? Potatoes. Yeah. You know, that seems like, you know, it doesn't seem like this would be on the list, right? But actually, the outbreaks involving potatoes do happen. And, you know, and they have linked to 108 outbreaks and 3,659 cases of illness. Wow, it doesn't say what kind of illness is in there. What kind of, you know, there's people, again, that probably do not wash their potatoes. You got to wash your potatoes.
Potatoes.
Got to wash potatoes before you make french fries.
Idaho potatoes.
Come on now. Yeah, Idaho is like 3,659 cases of illness. Number six, we're in the number six right now. We're going to go into, whoa, look at this here for all Wisconsinites. Actually, cheese. Cheese coming six,
whoa,
man, from mild to sharp in a hard varieties. Cheese is actually favored among consumers. But, this popular dairy product can also make you sick. The report found cheese products accounted for 83 outbreaks involving 2,761 reported cases of illness. Those, can you really, I mean, you can't really wash them. I mean, you can, right? I mean, if it drops, you wash them. But I'm saying how you because this is, it's mold anyway. I mean, it doesn't really go bad, doesn't it?
Exactly.
It's all moldy. You can't,
they can't
go bad. Cheese is cheese, man. Cheese is cheese.
Exactly.
My goodness.
Goodness.
Number seven, we're going to go into number seven over here. And, oh, man, we're flying here. Whoa, you know, oh, you better hold on to this. Ice cream.
Ooh,
ice cream.
Whoa.
Yo, what are you going there for? What are you going there for? What do you mean? Brisk is FDA-regulated foods and harboring deadly bacteria. It's actually, for all you ice cream lovers out there, especially you, Winston, brace yourself. This sweet's also the treat all made the list, okay?
Yeah.
The CSPI report found that ice cream was linked to 74 outbreaks involving 2,594 reported cases of illnesses. Woo! Boy, man.
Woo!
Yeesh, what kind of illness is in that? You know, you're an ice cream
obesity
lover, right? Oh, yeah, there you go. Obesity? Yeah, heart attack?
Yeah.
Oh,
exactly.
Man.
Diabetes?
Yeah. So,
I love
yeah,
ice cream.
So, do you, Don, let me go to you real quick. Does your kids eat ice cream, right? All the time.
No. Right. We don't eat ice cream that much.
Okay.
It was well kept, though.
Then again,
I can understand that also. I mean, like, if you keep your ice cream in a freezer and then you open it, you know, and then you put raw meat, like, on the top shelf and ice cream's underneath that, there's, like, that risk that you don't know if that raw meat, like, that you just put in the freezer, you know, the blood could have got on that and then it might look like chocolate. You know what I mean? Then you handle that. Then you're trying to get your ice cream off the spoon, you know, to put it in the bowl, and then there you go, contaminating it.
Yeah, and also, it's also frozen, you know. I mean, bacteria is actually, when it's, you know, you can preserve bacteria in a freezer, unless it gets thawed out. But anyway, yeah, that's right. You know, I mean, you're right, Don. Nailed it. You nailed it.
Thank you.
Number eight, tomatoes. Get this. They're all like, oh, you got Felissimo tomatoes. In 2005 and 2006, tomatoes were implicated in four multi-state outbreaks of salmonella. 2005, 2006. You guys ever heard about that? I don't know. I don't remember that. But sickening hundreds. Actually, back in then, that was just about, like, what, 3 years ago? Yeah. There are actually hundreds of people were actually sickened by this and by salmonella outbreak. So it's really no surprise this salad staple made the list because of the food handling, whoever's handling the food. The CSPI found tomatoes were involved in, 31 outbreaks involving 3,292 reported cases and people failing ill. Tomatoes. All right, number nine. Another salad favorite. Hey, oh my goodness. Am I discouraging you guys for eating salad? No, that's not what I'm trying to do. I'm just trying to educate you. Rinse this. Sprouts. Another salad favorite. Alfalfa sprouts. Huh? Maybe one of those alfalfa sprouts. Also made a list. Yeah. Actually, this is recently, early this year, the FDA issued a warning for consumers to stop eating raw sprouts after the food item was linked to 31 outbreaks involving 3,397 reported cases of illnesses. Ooh, bro, the sprouts. Cross that on the list. All right. I'm not saying to cross them out of your list. I'm just saying you better, you know, pay extra attention to your food. You know what I mean? Agree? Agree. Berries, finally. Berries were out of the top 10 on the list on the riskiest foods, with 25 outbreaks involving 3,397 reported cases. Why is this number keep coming up? 3,397 reported cases of illnesses. It was similar to that the other one, wasn't it? Or a couple times on that. And all this data actually comes from CSPI's Outbreak Alert database, which includes outbreaks from 1990 to 2006, using data collected from the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention and other resources. So I'm not making this thing up. I don't have time to make this thing up. I mean, that's me.
Exactly.
You know?
I want to kind of bring something up about this, you know, the ice cream. And, excuse me here. And, it is amazing how we get lied to. And listen, I'm going to bring this. Have you ever heard of lactose intolerant milk?
I know lactose intolerant individual, but not the milk.
You know, you've never heard of this? Well, this is going to be stunning to you. Well, listen to this. This is amazing. They have come up with now with a lactose intolerant milk. Now, my point is, if you're lactose intolerant, you can't drink milk.
No.
Period.
Of course.
So what's in the carton? What's in the carton?
Water.
That's probably what it is. It's got flavoring in it.
Does it? I mean, there's.
I don't know.
Actually,
I mean, I never tasted
it. Yeah, it's just what do you call it? It's not milk. I mean, we have those. Don, do you know what I'm talking about? The free lactose, I think. Lactose-free. Powder milk. Those things.
Whoa.
You know?
Huh.
Yeah, I don't think you're not going to get in the vitamins and, you know, the vitamins that you need that you from the milk.
Yeah.
From, you know, calcium, vitamin D and D3 and all that stuff. You know, that's imitation, man. It's just like, have you heard one of those tofu chicken or tofu turkey? You know, and it looks like it's turkey, but it's tofu and it tastes like turkey. It's like an imitation of it. You know, it's like one of those imitation crab meat. You know what I mean? You're not getting any vitamins.
Yeah.
Well, they put stuff in there, vitamin fortified. Yeah, right. That's not the same. So,
you lie.
Yeah. Yeah, let's go back to the fighting and say, hey, what do you say about the Fedor and Brett Rogers fight last Saturday, Winston?
Well, it was pretty good. That's the first time watching, but I could tell already that it was kind of a knockdown because, look, I mean, this guy was huge and you got this little guy.
Right.
You know? And that's the first thing I noticed. I'm like, I went for the little guy. I always go for the little guy. I don't know why I do that, but I always go for the little guy in any kind of sport.
Federer is not. That's not his first. You know, Brett Rogers is not the first time. The first man actually Federer met. I mean, he fought like bigger than Brett Rogers. I mean, that guy's Federer is a warrior. You know, say he got that. You know, he got the name Emperor of MMA. I mean, they're talking about matching him with Brock Lesnar. I mean, Brock Lesnar want to fight him.
Whoa.
Yeah, Brock Lesnar. So, and Brett Rogers is like, you know, he was mad, man. He's like, I'm looking for a rematch. If he wants a rematch, I'm looking for a rematch. You don't want a rematch with Fedor Emelianenko, man. He's strong like bull. He's Russian. He's strong like bull. You know what I mean? I've seen him knock out, you know, like Andrei Arlovsky. I mean, oh man, he knocked him out like, you know, cold. You know what I mean? He just like he has power. See what you can see. The difference though is, you know, Fedor. I mean, you see Fedor, right? I mean, he's like, it seems like he's a kind of like little, just a stocky, you know, guy, normal, you know, average build. You know what I mean? Compared to the Brett Rogers, but man, he can pack a punch. He can pack a punch. I mean, if you see him, if you go on YouTube and you see him, you know, he hasn't lost, man. This is 31 wins now. I mean, he has one. He says he lost one, but that was a stoppage. You know, it's like an accidental cut. He was accidentally cut in the forehead or like by the thing when he was fighting on Pride, and the referee stopped him and ruled it was a TKO. Yeah.
Wow.
He was fighting like a Japanese guy, and he got cut or he got bumped in the head or something like that. But with that, man, he's like 31 wins. This it's just it's like Kung Lee. You know who Kung Lee is?
That
guy's going to fight. He's like a kickboxer. He's a kickboxer guy. Won like 22 wins and zero lost. Man, I can go on and on and this. But anyway, next week we're gonna be seeing the fight of the decades of what is his name? Manny Pacquiao against Miguel Cotto. You know, Manny Pacquiao is like the one who beat De La Hoya, and also the who was that? He beat some guy. I don't know. But anyway, he's like the pound or something like, I don't know. There's a name for that. But anyway, he's holding the title for that. But anyway, so it should be a good fight. And after that, you know, people actually want to see Mayweather and Manny Pacquiao. So a lot of people say speculating that Manny Pacquiao is going to win because it's just going to be just a practice for him so he can meet, you know, Mayweather. Mayweather is as quick as a wit, too, just like Manny Pacquiao. But anyway, we wrap up that thing. Who's winning? Who's winning for the Broncos and the Steelers, man? You got to check
the odds. Pittsburgh's on top. Yeah, Pittsburgh's on top. 14. The fourth quarter, 12 minutes and 4 seconds to go in the fourth quarter. Pittsburgh Steelers on top, 14-10.
14-10. Ooh, that is close, man.
Very
close. That is close. All right, I just muted Dawn because it seems like she's arguing with the kid. That is close. Hey, we got about 2 minutes. We got about 2 minutes to go to here. Winston, give me what you got here. What is your next show?
Tomorrow at 9 p.m. Central, 7 p.m. Pacific. Punch Out Time Radio, of course, me. I'm trying to get Mark Reed on the show. His show is going to be Mark Reed, California Senator, on the show. So we're going to get him on there. It's going to be December the 3rd of 2009, 9 p.m. Central, 7 p.m. Pacific. We're going to try to get this guy talking about 2012. Disprove all this stuff.
Should be a good show, man. That'd be a good show. For sure.
Think Block Talk Radio is thinking about featuring it, so that's going to be good.
Right, exactly. Hey, you know, I'm just reading an article about internet radio, dude. You know, it's like back in the day, they were saying about, you know, when everyone's like using AM and it was all good. They have radios and stuff, and there was a talk about switching or getting an FM radio, and people were saying, no one's going to listen to that. Who's going to have an FM station? You know.
Yeah.
And now they're talking about the same thing with internet radio. Everyone's going to be equipped with that. All the future cars going to be equipped with internet and stuff. So
exactly.
Hey,
guess what?
Internet radio, we got to be streaming. We're going to be streaming left and right. Don, I'm going to give you a last word here, and then we're going to go say bye bye. I'm sorry, I'm not going to be able to play Liz Toussaint's other songs. We're running out of time. Maybe next week or next set. This coming Wednesday, I believe. Yeah, I'll have a show this coming Wednesday, and I will have my sports guy coming in here and do the sports for me real quick. So, Don, you got about 30 seconds. What you got? All right, we'll take that as a no. We got 30 seconds over. Hey, Winston, thanks for stopping by. Thank you, Don, for stopping by if you can hear me. And once again, this show is dedicated actually for Liz Toussaint, the country soul singer. Unfortunately, she was not able to make it today, but hopefully next time she'll be able to stop in. But I will play her song next time we get in a Block Talk Radio. This is Fernando on the Fernando Porniandi Show. Hey, adios, amigos. Adios, Winston.
Goodbye.
Good to see you.
Goodbye.
Good eating.